Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 75 countries. We have an incredible show for you today. On the first hour, I'll be bringing in President John F. Kennedy through myself and Judy Calley, who I consider one of America's best psychics. We'll be bringing in messages from President Kennedy for humanity on the world on how we can make this planet a better place. I can't wait to talk to him. Then during the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing Susie Ward of Matthew Speaks, who will be channeling live messages from her son Matthew from the other side. This is fascinating. He's a fascinating gentleman. She's been in touch with Matthew since 1980, and I know you'll find that interesting. I had an incredible time in Peru last month, and I had such a good time that I decided to go back January 23rd to February 7th, 2018, and bring a small group of people with me. The cost is just $350 per person, along with airfare and accommodations. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me anytime on my cell at 509-750-9793. That's a cell number in the United States. We'll be visiting Machu Picchu, Cusco, Lima, Lake Titicaca, and some incredible places, and it's a trip that you won't want to miss. Prices in Peru are not expensive now, and the airlines are actually having a seat sale from North America down to Peru with prices as little as $365 round trip from the Seattle area. I want to thank everyone's support for the radio program, because Out of This World is a nonprofit program and supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together all of us can create a much better and happier world. And I want to thank everyone so much around the world who have helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And I especially want to thank Jan Rossini of California for her wonderful contribution to the Hopi Clean Water Project, as well as Bill Bacon from Seattle, Anita Curtis from Dublin, Ireland, and Mary and Elias Neuswanger from Costa Rica. They're all wonderful people, and I appreciate their support so much. I also would like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore and Spiritual Center in Tacoma, and actually we'll be talking to them in just a few minutes, as well as the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on this program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I always like to thank my dear friends for their help, including my dear friend Carol's, signing my website, providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who have been supporting the show, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I can teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell at 509-750-9793 or toll free at 1-888-879-8339. Before we start, I'd like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to Florida, as well as the people of Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, the Virgin Islands, and everyone who's been affected by the hurricanes in the Caribbean. Also, I'd like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to people in Mexico who've been hurt by the earthquake last month. I also would like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to my good friend Carolyn White, who's been in and out of the hospital recently. I know your prayers have really helped her. Also, please send lots of love and light to Masako, Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke earlier this year, as well as my good friend Orion in Bend, Oregon, as well as Dr. William Mount in Tacoma. Your prayers have helped them so much, and I want to please continue to do that. I also want to thank everyone so much for their support for my Galactic Wisdom Conference earlier this year. Because of its success, I'll be having my fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of the Seattle Airport. If you register early before the end of December, the registration will only be $147 for the entire three-day event. For more information, just send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com or call me on my cell at 509-750-9793. 9793. Our speakers for next year's conference will be Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project, Dr. Yoshi, who I'm hope will be coming, who will be demonstrating the awesome Haro vibrational machines. In addition, we have a famous naturopathic doctor, Dr. Kyra Roca from the Bahamas, who will be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, ancient Buddhist healing techniques, homeopathy, and a host of other alternative healing methods. We'll also be having Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic, who I hope you can all meet. In addition, Simon Parks will be giving a presentation, and I'll be giving a presentation as well on messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, his brother Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Nikolai Tesla, Nostradamus and the Galactic Alliance, and Dr. Masaru Emoto. And with that, I'd like to introduce my good friend Charlie from the Crystal Voyage. Charlie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ted. It's nice to hear your voice, and I'm glad your journey is working out for you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Now, you have something special going on this weekend. Could you ever tell everyone about it, please?
We do. We have our Intuitive and Healing Fair, where we have about 8 or 9 different psychics, readers, and healers here at the shop that anyone can come in and get a reading from.
Oh, how fun. How fun. Well, I can't make it there tomorrow on Saturday, but I'll be there on Sunday afternoon.
It'll be great having you.
Well, thanks, Charlie. Can't wait to see you and everyone else, too. And I'll have copies of my book as well there for people if you're interested. And, Charlie, how do you get over to the Crystal Voyage, your spiritual center there?
You know, we're actually not too far from the Tacoma Mall. We're off of 38th and Cedar, kitty corner across from Marlene's Market and Deli.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So, yeah,
wonderful.
Come on down.
Okay, great. So you just take the 38th exit off of Interstate 5 and you're there. So anyway, I hope you can all come. Charlie's a wonderful man. And when you step into his spiritual center, you feel this tremendous uplift of energy. And it's so positive being there. If you're ever in a down mood, just stop by his spiritual center. You'll feel much better. I guarantee it. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Charlie, I want to thank you so much for coming on today.
And well, thank you very much.
You're a great guy, and you're always interesting to talk to. Always
Indeed.
Interesting
we'll
to talk
see you
to.
Sunday, brother.
Great, great. Bye. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you then on seeing you guys this weekend. I'll be there on Sunday, I can't wait, Charlie. It'll be a lot of fun.
Good. Bye.
Okay, take care, Charlie. We've been trying to reach my friend, dear friend, Judy Kelly. She'll be channeling President Kennedy with me, and I hope she can pick up soon. Let me send her another. I know Eric's been trying to reach her there. And Judy, if you're listening, please just call into the studio at 425-373-5527, and hopefully she'll call soon. Let me just send her a quick text note. Call the studio. Okay, I just sent her a text note now, and hopefully she'll call. But if she doesn't call, that's okay, because I do have some good messages from President Kennedy on how we can make it a much better and happier planet. And I guess what I'll just go ahead and start now. My journey on this started back about 2 or 3 years ago when I had been working all day and working on my radio show back in the spring of 2015. And I walked out of this library where I'd been working all day, and I had been thinking about Albert Einstein, actually, and what a great man he was and how he wanted to make the world a better place. And when I was walking back to my car then, I suddenly heard this voice, and the voice said, "I heard you want to talk to me." And I looked around, and you know, it's strange because you're in the middle. I was out walking on this path out to my car, and I looked around and I said, "Who said that?" And Professor Einstein said, "I did." And I said, "But you're on the other side." He says, "That's right. You wanted to talk to me." So I was a little bit surprised, to say the least. So I sat down on this park bench, and what happened is that it started a long conversation with him. It led to my book, Messages from Professor Einstein. And eventually I was introduced to Senator Robert F. Kennedy. And when I was introduced to Senator Kennedy, he said, "Would you like to talk to my brother?" And I'd love to talk to your brother. So that's how I got in contact with President Kennedy. But my producer, Eric, thank you, Eric, for your wonderful help, said that Judy's on the line now. Judy, it's so good to talk to you.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Judy. I'm surprised I'm still going here. I've been doing some traveling, and today is definitely a coffee day, but I feel pretty good otherwise.
I have one thing to do. You ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ted. Happy birthday to you. And may you have 100 more.
Oh, you're so sweet. You know, I just turned 16 yesterday. I sound older, but no, I...
it was maturity. My...
I feel like I'm 18, actually. I did have my birthday yesterday. And with that, thank you. You're so, so sweet, Judy, to mention that. And I want to thank everyone, all my Facebook friends, for wishing me a happy birthday, too. I promise I'll get to everyone and personally thank you this weekend. I've been busy traveling this week, but I want to thank you so much for your beautiful birthday wishes. It's been so nice.
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to say this. This is just a factual statement, of course, and I'm not embellishing this at all when I say this, but Judy, I consider one of the best psychics in America. And I've interviewed a lot of psychics on my show during these last four plus years. And Judy, you're one of the best. I'm always honored and privileged to have you on my show. And I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I really do.
Thank you. That's a very sweet thing to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to focus on, I would like for you to bring in President Kennedy, but this is going to be a positive show today, and I want to make it positive because I know there's a lot of good things in store for humanity, and I would love President Kennedy's advice and what he sees for the future for humanity if we make the right choices. So,
okay.
That's
here
what,
we go.
That's, okay.
Jacko here today.
Oh, Jacqueline's there? Oh, good.
No, yes. No, it's John Kennedy being silly in honor of Halloween.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
Wonderful.
The earth looks like it's crumbling to many people who do not have the vision to see beyond the obvious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's really happening is that the... old energy is leaving in droves,
mm-hmm.
and the new energy is sparkling. In order to be able to connect to the sparkling energy, you need to come from a place of deep faith. Faith in humanity, faith in your family, faith in the family of humanity, and faith in the earth. The earth knows how to heal itself if we just stay out of the way. The human body knows how to heal itself if we get out of our own way. Mm-hmm. And right now, the heart of the earth is what is hurting. Mm-hmm. Because we've had an attitude of take what you can when you can.
Sure.
And the earth has paid the price.
Mm-hmm.
The oil in the earth's body is similar to your joints being oiled.
Mm.
And when the oil is removed in excessive amounts, it makes the earth rub together and create friction, which causes many weather anomalies in one form or another.
Mm.
It's important for people to take responsibility for their imprint on the earth. And to look at in just one small way in this during this holiday season of gratitude and grace, look for one simple choice that you can make that will help the earth breathe easier. One simple choice. And carry that through this next year and celebrate your own birthday of the earth. My family has always made an impact in one way or the other when it comes to the heart of the people. And me being on this side or you being on that side does not change that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm as active as ever, paying attention to this, paying attention to that, and making the differences in the way that I know to make a difference. But I must say, step out of the American perspective and step into the world perspective.
Mm.
Let the borders drop. Let the walls drop. Mm. And start embracing each other. It is the greatest gift we can give each other. Our children have no future if you do not make a decision to embrace your brothers and sisters. I have been in many opportunities in my short life to see a bigger picture, even beyond the borders of America. And I was always encouraged to see these bright, shiny faces in many regions and many places that you wouldn't think there would be happy smiles.
Sure.
And you see the children playing in unconscionable circumstances. And they're still smiling and laughing and playing. You still see the mothers doing the very, very best that they can do with what little they may or may not have. And you see the fathers doing everything that they can do to provide for their family.
Sure.
It is a really joyous time on the earth when I'm happy to say that I'm seeing the shift of power. And I'm seeing it shifting from the compassion of people reaching out compassionately for their family around the earth. I pay attention to the politics with a wink. Because what is actually being experienced by the people is incredibly different than what's actually going on behind the scenes.
Sure.
It doesn't matter how this is all taking place. What does matter is that the hope for the earth is in you. The hope for humanity is in you. The love you feel for your siblings, for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your nieces and nephews and your uncles and aunts and grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads. If you just look at taking your own family and loving your own family, regardless of how silly some of them can be, and just figure that there is a love base at the heart and foundation of all of life, and that's what you want to tap into.
Beautiful.
I had my experience in the White House. And it taught me many things. And one of the great things it taught me was patience. Not to jump to conclusions, but to sit back and really observe with my full attention all the things that I was seeing and feeling and hearing, and asking myself how it felt in my own heart.
Sure.
And many times my heart gave me the answer, or my head just made it more confusing. So if you lead with your heart and you make a gesture to love your family, that will extend to the human family, and that will extend to the earth, and the heart of the earth will be hugged and healed.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What profound words of wisdom, President Kennedy. Thank you so much for sharing that. I don't know if you've been in touch with Mahatma Gandhi, but he had a famous saying where, be the change that you wish to see in the world.
Could not have said it better myself. Mahatma Gandhi is a dear friend of mine.
Beautiful.
And I have watched him many, many times be spit on, be talked to in ways that were totally disrespectful, and have absolutely no acknowledgement to the greatness of this man. And yet I never saw him retaliate with anything but kindness and wisdom and truth. We could all learn a lot from Mahatma Gandhi. He is really, truly a dear, dear friend. And I love the fact that he's been promoting nonviolence longer than I was on this earth. And the truth is, it all is the same message, is it not?
Absolutely.
Coming from the respect and love of our family on the planet.
Well, one thing, and being on the other side, you have access to universal truth. And I've always felt that we all have the spark of the creator or the divine supreme being within us, President Kennedy, so that if we do hurt someone else, we're actually hurting ourselves.
Yep, it's exactly correct. Mm-hmm. There is a veil of illusion that when you're in your head, you think it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But how you feel in your heart is the culmination of everything that you are. Mm-hmm. You can't run away from you, although many try. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, mm-hmm. what Shakespeare says is really the crux of it, which is to thine own self be true.
Right. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. You you say you've been working behind the scenes now, President Kennedy?
Yes,
beautiful.
I have. And, you know, the political scene, you know, with all the noise that's made about the political arena, not much has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You really, really have the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessary to divide up the resources into piles. There's more than enough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I have been working with some people on the other side, forming a peace committee. And it has been an inspiring thing for me to participate in because I'm able to actually be in the presence of some of the greatest leaders in the world.
Beautiful. Wow. Who have you been meeting with, President Kennedy?
I'd really rather not say.
Okay.
Because it is a touchy subject, and I really would not want to put someone in a situation that could cause them a problem.
Sure.
But I can say that they are some of the greatest minds on the planet, mm-hmm. and some of them that are off the planet.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. I know the planet's changing. I spoke to Nostradamus about this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he said our acceleration into the higher dimensions and our spiritual advancement has really accelerated. At one point back in the late 80s, Nostradamus was in contact with an American psychic named Dolores Cannon. And she said, Nostradamus had told her about that under that old timeline, President Kennedy, that our ascension process into the fifth dimension would have been completed by 2038. Nostradamus told me 2 or 3 weeks ago that that process has greatly accelerated to the point where it's going to be completed now, he thinks, between the mid-2020s and the end of the 2020s, so a good 10 to 15 years faster. What do you see from your perspective on the other side?
I see an acceleration of compassion. With all the different things that are happening on the planet, and because of the internet, and because of the global awareness that we now have, people are in touch much quicker when things happen. And there is an outpouring of love for the people that are involved in all of these different circumstances. And the heart and the compassion that we see looks like shining golden light, literally coming out of the planet. And it's so dazzling that sometimes it takes my breath away. So
beautiful.
The compassionate level that is increasing is what's causing what we are referring to as, according to Nostradamus' saying, as the acceleration. What's actually happening is people are becoming more and more committed to knowing the truth for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowing the big mouth out there to necessarily set the pace for them.
Right. Right.
They're starting to pay attention to if what they're feeling is matching what the big mouths are saying. Mm-hmm. And more they're realizing that they're not matching. And they're taking back their power.
Wow. That's very profound. I appreciate you saying that so much. And what's interesting is that about a year ago, I got in contact with the people of the Hollow Earth beneath Mount Shasta. And I know, I think you'll find this very interesting, President Kennedy, but they said always make your decisions based upon your heart mind, not so much your logical mind. Because the heart mind is something like 2,000 times stronger than your logical mind. And as we ascend into the higher dimensions, your heart mind will become more and more important because it'll be it's based upon compassion and love.
Well, the fact that they're calling it the heart mind says it all. Mm-hmm. What they're actually saying is when you harmonize the mind with the heart, it's an unstoppable combination. When we keep it separate, we have conflict.
Right.
So it is true that as you step into the more expanded frequency, you live within the heart space, or what they're referring to as the heart mind, which is many thousands of times much more aware of the truth than the part of you that thinks this is all there is, this life, this one time. The people of Inner Earth are to be commended. They have been consistently on course, maintaining a foundation of love for many, 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 many thousands of years. And had they not made that choice, we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
That's true. And from my conversations with them, President Kennedy, they're coming increasingly to the surface and showing themselves and helping us out in a spiritual way to help us advance.
They have come out all along, but in guarded fashion. They're now coming out with more fluidity. Because as you step into more of the heart energy and more of the expanded frequency energy, you are less and less able to cause harm because you love yourself more.
That's true.
And so you love yourself more, you quit looking for enemies. You quit looking for the others. You quit projecting onto them your fears and waiting for the other shoe to drop. And you allow yourself the dignity to live in the present moment. And that's what they do in Inner Earth so beautifully. They live in the present moment.
Nice. I know when you were president, President Kennedy, you tried to do so many good things for the country, and one of them was to try to reestablish relationships with Cuba. I hope that'll be done soon. I don't see any reason. I mean, it's an old conflict. It's been going on for 50 or 60 years, and I hope one day we can find common ground with that with them.
Well, they carry what I would like to call the old consciousness. Not all, but the leader.
Okay.
And the leaders carry the idea of the patriarchal society to quite an extent. Not to mention, so do I. So until we meet in the middle and we come into the balance, you have the what's called conflict because you have ego hitting ego. I think we would be much more wise in this country to have the women lead, because the women have a tendency to put their heart first. And they try to find a way to find the middle ground. And that really is the solution. So for the men who have developed the ability to be in the center and come from a meeting of the minds and the hearts and finding a way to compromise and meet in the middle is the key.
I couldn't agree with you more, President Kennedy, and I want to say this because at many spiritual conferences which I go to, the majority of people at these conferences are women. Sure, there's some men there. I'm a man. But a majority of people there are women, and I think women around the world, in the United States and around the world, are leading this spiritual revolution, evolution, if you will, to a love and compassion-based society.
I am very proud to say publicly that my wife, Jacqueline, is and has been one of the wisest women I've ever known. And she truly embodied that particular quality. And she did assist me many, many times when I would share things with her that I was able to share with her that were not top secret or would not have put the company, the country in harm.
Sure.
And she would present a little different perspective. And I would sit quietly and mull over what she said and take it into my heart and feel the truth for me. And I must say that more than 92%, she was on target every single time.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. I hope you don't mind me asking this, but is she there today? Would she like? Would she also like to say a few words if she's not busy?
Yes, she's a little shy, but yes, she is here, but I will call her forth.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Jacqueline. It is quite wonderful to listen in on this conversation and to feel the pulse that is being shared among all on the call. It's quite inspiring to hear people talking about what is good in life rather than berating and finding excuses to make worse things worse.
Right.
It is one of our greatest inspirational parts of us to lead with a noble heart and to care enough, not only about our own family, but all families.
Beautiful. How beautiful. I'm so honored to have both of you here today. If you were raising children today, what advice would you give them about the future and what choices to make?
Oh, my.
In 10 words or less. Just joking. No, you could say more than 10 words.
I would tell them to lead first with their heart and not let the opinion of others affect them.
Okay.
That's what I would tell them.
Okay.
That they're smarter than they think.
Sure, sure. You know, President Kennedy and Jacqueline, when you were in office back in the early 60s, you tried to make this planet a much better place. And I think it is the destiny of this planet to ascend and spiritually advance. And I think that many of the changes which you tried to do back then are taking place now, but they're not so much coming from the top down, some from governments, but a lot of it's coming from the bottom up, from people like you and me listening to this show today, trying in their own individual way to make this planet a better place, what you talked about earlier, about thinking with your heart, about taking care of the planet better on an individual basis.
Isn't that a marvelous thing to note?
Thank you.
When we shared in the White House at our time with our young family, there were many pulls in many directions. But we always sat down and asked ourselves, with looking at the world as our family, what would really be the wisest choice for all, as much as possible?
Sure.
And I think when you extend beyond yourself and you realize that families require more than just a family.
Sure.
We all need to put our hands and our hearts into each other, and we need to come up with a cooperation among people. And when you travel like I have done, and you go into the backwoods country, and you go into what you would call the less populated areas, and you shake hands with what people call simple folk, there's nothing simple about them. They're very wise beings, and they have the very heart of their family, for the most part, at the center of who they are. And as long as that is the focus, then we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. I agree. I think the kind of future for our children and our children's children, if we follow our heart, mind, is extremely bright. I see the doubling and then tripling of our lifespan, for example, and also the development of a benevolent society where people truly care about each other more, and the end of all wars and conflict on the planet. I see all of that happening in the near future.
It is the most predominant dream at this time.
Mm-hmm.
There are scenarios. There are other scenarios out there, but they are not having the backing of the people like the one you're suggesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The people want peace in general.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's why Jack and I are working in the background together on a peace committee, and we are
Beautiful.
Very dedicated to it.
Other than thinking with our heart, mind, and caring for the planet more, what can we do to help you in your efforts? Anything we can do from this side?
Live what you speak. People pay very close attention to how they feel in your presence. They may not remember what you say, but they will remember how they feel.
Sure.
And if you help them to be at peace with themselves,
mm-hmm.
and you're at peace with yourself, that is one of the greatest gifts you can give them.
Mm-hmm.
If we stop the judging, if we stop the comparing, if we stop the criticizing, and we instead look inside these beautiful beings for their strengths and their gifts and the things that make them unique, you will have a group of people that are unstoppable.
Well, I look at this time, President Kennedy and Jacqueline, as a time where we've got a little snowball at the top of a mountain. And as time goes on, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger with more and more momentum. And that snowball is spiritual advancement and development toward a really beautiful planet. And that's what I see happening now. I think this snowball, everything is starting to snowball. And sure, there are negative entities on the planet. But I hope with time that they will also see the error of their ways and help everyone create a much better and happier place.
The type of people that you are referring to are unhappy people.
Mm.
And when you're unhappy,
mm-hmm.
you have a tendency to not look at the bright side of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And a person's happiness is their own responsibility.
True.
And for many, many years, this was pushed on as the parents' responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the society would judge the children based on the parents.
Mm-hmm.
But we've come to a newer time with the new higher mind of the future that we have in these children today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very clear about what is the truth for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful to see them taking the lead in so many wonderful ways. I'm quite optimistic. More than I have ever been in my entire life,
mm-hmm.
whether it was in this side or the other side,
mm-hmm.
in the evolution of our planet.
Beautiful. Wow. Wow. Well, I know there are good times ahead. I know that I want to thank you both so much for coming on my recent trip to Peru. I felt this, the heart there of people was so nice. They were so loving and compassionate. And that's one of the reasons why I liked the South America so much, is that people were very compassionate and also very, very loving with each other. And to me as well, everyone that when I was down there.
As a culture, they have a tendency to live close to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have your hands and your feet and your heart in the earth, it keeps mm-hmm. things simple and it keeps things mm-hmm. truthful.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I think, one of their greatest gifts. They keep life simple.
And they were very happy, too. A lot of the people I met in Peru were very poor. But that, Jackie and President Kennedy, that didn't seem to really matter. They were very, very happy people, happy with what they had. And they didn't want more, either.
It's one of the great misconceptions, in my opinion, of our time.
Mm-hmm.
People equate material possessions and large bank accounts with happiness.
Right.
Happiness is planting a seed, watching it grow and flourish into a beautiful plant.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is watching you, as a seed, plant your many gifts and watch them grow and enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness comes from the inside. It has nothing to do with what other people are choosing.
Mm.
And if you make the decision to be happy, if you make the decision to be thoughtful, if you make the decision to be mindful and to take responsibility for your contribution to the world,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then you have an inner sense of fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And that fulfillment fills your whole being.
Mm-hmm.
And we call that joy.
Wow, that's very profound. Very, very profound. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you. Are you being on the other side, if I may ask a simple question, Jackie and President Kennedy, are you able to see into the future, being in the higher dimensions?
We can see probabilities.
Okay.
You know, it's actually, with humans having the right of free will, it's a moment-by-moment creation.
Sure.
But when you can see where the momentum is building,
mm-hmm.
It's quite rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen a momentum of heart versus head since I have been on the other side.
Oh, wonderful.
And I have noticed how people's preoccupation with how things look compared to how things feel
mm-hmm.
has been a major development.
Wow.
And people are much clear in many, many ways
mm-hmm.
about how they choose to live.
Mm-hmm.
Where before, many, many times, people did what their family said.
Ah, yes. Sure.
And now you have more people stepping out of expectations and mm-hmm. stepping into what speaks to them.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the greatest strengths you can have, is to own your own power.
Mm-hmm. When I have to tell you a little story how I started my radio show. It was about 5 years ago, and a homeless man came up to me in the library and said two things. He said, "You need to be on the radio and you need to write a book." And then I looked around, then he disappeared. A couple of months later, another fellow came up to me and said the same thing. And to me, it didn't make any logical sense because I'd never been on the radio before and I'd never written a book. But 4 years ago, I started my own radio show and I just finished my book a few months ago. And they were both right. So I followed my heart mind in what to do. And I think both of those gentlemen were angels coming to me with messages from the other side.
It is heartwarming when you realize that you have this beautiful guidance system
mm-hmm.
that you created mm-hmm. there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do have, by all accounts, your best interests in heart.
Mm-hmm.
We each have those moments when the angel feathers fall in front of our feet.
Yeah.
And it gives us a chance to pause and reflect.
Right.
You were given those opportunities to step out of your head and to step more into your heart,
right.
And you rallied the call. And I think if on both accomplishments.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, President Kennedy. I've noticed that I come from a psychic family, and so for me, it's easy to talk to the other side. And whenever I've gotten messages through my heart mind from the other side, they've never been wrong, not once. On the other hand, if I think through things logically, many times that logic has been wrong, but the heart mind has never been wrong.
Well, you just discovered your own truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We've got about 8 or 9 minutes left, President Kennedy and Jackie. And I think I asked you this before, but I just wanted to reiterate again that if you had advice people growing up today, you would recommend they follow their heart mind and do things, one thing you said before, that would make this planet a better place. Like this Christmas, for example, give a present to Gaia, Mother Earth, and do one thing to help her out.
Yes. Yeah. Because when we make a commitment to the Earth, it actually is your home. Mm-hmm. And everything that you need is provided by the Earth.
Right.
What prudent thing to do than mm-hmm. to take care of where you live?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It only makes common sense.
Sure.
So we have been
sure.
senseless for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been many who have used the resources in greedy ways that have
right.
caused imbalances within the Earth.
Right. Right.
This is now the time to pay the piper.
Oh, okay.
It is important that we stop thinking that everything is there just for you.
Right.
And start realizing that this is a shared planet
mm-hmm.
and a shared responsibility. And just like if you have a garden in your own backyard, you need to
mm-hmm.
water it, and you need to prune
mm-hmm.
it, and you need
right.
to till the soil. And you need to feed it, and you need to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take care of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So she can take care of us.
Mm-hmm. There was a message I received about 25 or 30 years ago from the Pleiades, which is an advanced human civilization. And they said that we needed everything was here on this planet for a purpose, including oil. And what you said earlier really resonated with me, because they said if you pump out all this oil out of the planet, the oil is like a lubricant that in the joints, for example, in your body. If you take all that oil out, then when the plates move, there's going to be friction and earthquakes and problems. And we've
yep.
seen those problems. I think that technology exists for free energy out there, and it just needs to be implemented. But I'm looking forward to the day when we stop using fossil fuels and we have other more environmentally friendly and earth-friendly energy sources that don't hurt the planet.
There is a larger degree of scientific and environmental conscious children that have entered the scene and are making a difference in amazing ways.
Mm-hmm.
They
Wonderful.
Are our hope for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I am seeing more and more children involved in making differences in their own communities, in their
mm-hmm.
own families,
right.
and in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Let the children
mm-hmm.
lead the way.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I've actually gotten a request for readings from oil industry workers who wanted to start their own companies with alternative energies methods that wouldn't hurt the planet, and those calls have been very gratifying, knowing that they work in the oil industry but they're looking for a way out as well.
You would have to be living under a rock not to notice the effects that many of our collective choices have made on the planet.
Sure.
It is now time to get out from under the rocks and to stand and look at the water and look at the land and look at the sky and look at the plant life and the animal life and the human life with the eyes of recommending and recognizing that everything is precious.
Right.
And everything has a shelf life. And it's really important to stop looking at things as in the moment rather than doing as the indigenous cultures have done. They've always taken into account how this will affect their children through many generations.
It is
important that we take their lead and we start noticing the changes we can make that will affect the generations coming.
Right. Good advice. We've got about 3 minutes left, and you've given us so much wisdom, and I'm so grateful and happy both of you could come on my show today. I'd love some additional comments to wrap up your beautiful interview today. We got about 3 minutes left.
As president, I had a large job to do, and I'm very proud of the job that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to have been your president. And I have continued holding that feeling in my heart, even on this side.
Mm-hmm.
So I do cover the planet in my heart, and I do with Jacqueline do what we can do behind the scenes to assist the planet as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
We are very grateful that we came from the families that we did and that created the scenario to put us in the position that we could play the part we did.
Mm-hmm.
But we also recognize that the responsibility does not end with the White House. The responsibility is each family member must look out for his family member.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the direction that we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your hand out and offer. It's that simple.
And since the spark of the creative, the supreme being is with all of us, President Kennedy and Jackie, then everyone is family, aren't they?
Yes. And keep in mind that every form of life is equally important.
Mm.
It's important to have healthy rock life. It's important to have healthy ocean life. It's important to have healthy sky life. It's important to have healthy plant life, and on and on.
Sure.
Each is responsible and coexists with the cooperation of many, many factors. It's important that we honor it all.
Sure. I agree with you totally. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You've given us all so much wisdom, and I want to thank you and compassion as well. One of the things that we've got about 2 minutes left now, but one of the things that Albert Einstein said after he created the atomic bomb is that he said if he had to do it all over again, President Kennedy and Jacqueline, that he would have created a bomb of love. That would shed love and compassion throughout the world rather than a bomb of discussion. And I think you're both saying the same thing, that we need more love, and obviously need more love and compassion on the planet.
We need more mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
We need people to not just do what their first impulse is sometimes, but to stop and ask yourself, is this a wise choice for everyone?
Sure.
See, that is not something that we are generally taught.
Sure.
But it is something that we grow into, do we not?
Sure. Absolutely. That's true.
We are an interdependent society.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, President Kennedy and Jacqueline, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I'd like to end your beautiful interview with your Ask Not speech, President Kennedy. If that's okay, I'd like to play this now at the end.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.